Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. Frida Damman is with us this morning. She's the director of the Manning House Barn Heritage Park. I want to talk about some work that's going on up there. Frida, good morning.
Good morning to you. Nice to talk to you, Jim.
You betcha. Thank you so much for your time.
Sure.
You know, things that are old, like a house barn, for example, they can last a good long time if they're well taken care of. But it's the well taken care of part that, it happens every now and again, doesn't it?
Yes. It's a constant worry to take care of the old buildings.
The farmstead up there has been a pretty good draw for the Manning area, hasn't it?
Yes. The farmstead, along with the house barn and then our 100-year-old Trinity Church, are all pieces of our park, and they do draw a lot of people to visit.
I'm sure a lot of folks around the area are familiar with the story, but just for a little bit of background, can you tell them a little bit about what the house barn area is about?
Sure. In 1996, we purchased a farmstead, and it turned out to be a rather important farmstead. It was 10 acres that we purchased. We were particularly interested in it because it had a rectangular-shaped meadow on it, and it would fit exactly to the measurements of the house barn that we were getting from Germany. So we purchased the farmstead, the 10 acres, and then reconstructed a German house barn. The house barn was actually built in Germany in 1660. It was dismantled in 1996, and the wood pieces and some other parts of it were sent to us. It was shipped from Bremerhaven in Germany, went to Canada by boat, to Davenport by rail, and then to us by truck. And we stored the pieces of it for 3 years until we finally got everything together and could restore it, to reconstruct it. So we did that, and then after we had the house barn up, we started looking at what we had gotten with this whole park, and took a look at the farmstead and discovered that the farmstead had some really unique aspects. So we had a lady come in and do an assessment of it, and she wrote a nomination for the National Register of Historic Places, and the farmstead itself is on the National Register. The house barn, of course, could not be because it's a moved-in building. And then shortly after we had all of that going, the conference center was built, and at about that time, Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church down by Gray, Iowa, its congregation had gotten very small, and they offered it to us if we could build a basement under it and raise the money to move it, which we did. So we have the three different areas. All three of them are interesting for different ideas, different markets, but we'd have a lot of people who come and look at them. We are in the process of trying to keep the farmstead updated. We're trying to restore and stabilize it so it'll be there for a lot of years to come. And then as we do that, of course, the house barn needs attention as well, needs to be cleaned and ready to go for the season. And the church is used quite often for weddings, so it has its activities continue through the year, not just during the months that we're open, May through October.
Sure. Well, you've got a Save the Farm project going on right now. It's really already started, and I know you've already got some funding for that, but that's a nonstop effort, isn't it?
Absolutely. By the time we finally raise enough money for it, we will have gone into the six figures pretty heavily. At the moment, we're just at five figures, and we are now doing the hayloft in the big barn on the farm. That is going to be, the hayloft will be turned into, we hope, a venue where we can have weddings, we can have dances, meetings, things like that. They have finished stabilizing the south wall. That was the first thing we needed to do in that barn. And then the next thing that they did was to start work on the floor in the barn. We've had some brides and grooms struggle up the steps and take pictures in the hayloft, and the floor up there had holes in it. So I'm so glad that we have a floor up there that it's safe to walk on. We have a beautiful picture of a bride and groom up there, but if I'd known they were going up there, I would have died of a heart attack because they could have fallen through the floor. The floor is finished now. They're sanding the floor, and then they'll clean the rafters, and they'll hang lights up there so that it'll be accessible and we can use it.
Is the work that you're doing now, Frida, is this part of what the original vision was, or is this something that is we've discovered that, hey, this is something that we could really get benefit out of if we could get it to this point?
I don't know about other people, but it's always been my vision. One of the things that people will tell you that I say quite often is that I want to have a barn dance up there before I die, because that's what the barn was originally. You know, country folks, when back in the, 7,500 years ago, people didn't have movies and TVs and things like that, and so they got together and socialized, actually, which is kind of an anomaly for kids today, but instead of looking at a smartphone, they were actually talking to each other and getting together. And this barn hosted a lot of famous bands playing for barn dances. And we have memories of quite a few Manning people who actually attended dances up there. So my idea is that we do again, once again, what it was for years and years ago. So that's why we're, I think it's always been my vision. It just took us all a little while to come to the same conclusion. And then for very practical reasons, it would be nice to have another venue on the place. We use the church, we use the outdoors, we use the house barn, we use lots of places on the property for weddings, but the farm barn would just be an added venue for us. And I think it would be a real interesting place for weddings.
Well, it's so neat that you're able to combine both the old world with the house barn and what you have right there locally.
Right. Well, it's because we're all Germans. That's how we got into the idea of the house barn. We had a German Christmas festival back in 1987. I was a retail person on Main Street. I had a flower shop, and there just were not very many people walking our main street. We had lots of empty buildings, and so I called a few people that I knew and said, how about if we just party? Everything's going, the wrong way anyway, so let's just have a party. So we decided to do a Christmas festival, and with the help of about 10 women, we put it together in 6 weeks, had a great turnout, lots and lots of people came, and just had a really great time. And when we after we had it, we had a little review of what had happened and discovered that there actually is both an in and an out to your community. We were sending people out to have fun and out to shop and out to do things, and we really needed to concentrate on bringing them in. So we looked to our south, and the Elkhorn people had managed to bring over a Danish windmill. So we kind of hitched our shoulders and said, hey, the Germans can do that kind of thing too. So we looked for a house barn, and through a startling set of circumstances, we were able to get this German house barn and get it moved over here. So this project's been going on since 1988, really, and just managing now to get it done. And it does show the German heritage of the people in Schleswig-Holstein, which is where our ancestors in Manning came from, and then it shows the early German farming with our farmstead. So it connects.
Absolutely, and the old German work ethic, like my family always talks about, too.
Yes.
If you're going to get it done, let's work hard, let's roll up our sleeves, and let's get it taken care of.
Yep, that's
right. Fundraising is never easy for things like that. It seems like those are the types of things that always start well, but they take a while to get where you need them to be. Do you have any events coming up to help to push you along that way?
We sure do. We're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the farmstead on May the 13th. And that is just actually to show people what we have here and to hopefully interest some people in helping us go forward with our project. We're going to have breakfast on the farm at 9 o'clock in the morning, and that will go from 9 to 10:30, and there's a free will offering for that. And then we'll have all sorts of information available for people who might like to pick up something and take it home and think about actually being a part of our program. And then we'll have races, egg relay races, and three-legged races. We'll have old-fashioned games for kids with prizes at the end of the games. We'll have a scavenger hunt. We have Percheron horses coming, and they will pull a wagon, and you can ride around the property in that. We have just lots of things going on, and really looking forward to having lots of families come.
Absolutely. And if folks would like to make donations toward this project, they can do that how?
They can actually call the office here, and we'll send them a letter that they can fill out, a pledge letter. They can also go on our website. It's www.germanhousebarn.com. And there's a donate button on there, and they can specify that they want the donation to go to the farmstead.
Excellent. Well, we've outlined some of the work going on now, but there are more phases to get a lot of this work taken care of so that it'll be long-term sustainable for the area and continue to be an attraction for a good long time.
Yes.
Frieda, thank you so much. I appreciate your time here today. It sounds like a very aggressive project. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling.